From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with a study from the Word of God. And that's what this program is all about. We study the Word of God 5 days a week. And, of course, we've been doing that since 1989, so you can do the math. And we thank the Lord for the enablement that He's given us to be able to do this down through the years. And I am so thankful also for the pleasure of your company there by the radio on a regular basis. And I trust that if you are a first-time listener today, that you will be back on a regular basis this same time on this same radio station, 5 days a week, as we study the Word of God together. Now, this week we are looking at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 under the theme, the unchangeable quality of Jesus Christ. And Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That means He will never change. As Jesus Christ was yesterday, that speaks of eternity past, He always will be. As Jesus Christ is today, He always will be. And as Jesus Christ is forever, well, yes, indeed, He always will be. And we've been looking at this particular verse. We've noted the essence of the statement, and by that I meant, as I taught the other day, that Jesus Christ, the changeless Savior, and that's who He is to be the composition of every pulpit and the confidence of every person on the face of the earth. And so if you have not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name today and ask Him to save you, and He will, and then have confidence in Him every day of your life. Yesterday, we began to look at the effect of the statement, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And I mentioned with you yesterday, and we studied together, that the person of Christ remains the same and the power of Christ remains the same. Today, let's go on and note the fact that the promises and the purpose of Christ remains the same. First of all, the promises of Christ remain the same. You know, the Lord Jesus has given us many promises. And every promise that He has given will be kept, will never change, will remain the same. There are so many that we could look at on the program, but allow me to highlight just three of them with you today. First of all, there is the promise of His abiding presence. The promise of His abiding presence. Go with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And remember, in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ is preparing His disciples for the fact that He is soon going to be going to the cross and then, of course, be going back up into heaven. As a matter of fact, He, as He is giving this teaching in John 13, 14, 15, and 16, He is just a matter of hours away from going to the cross. But notice what He says in John chapter 14 and verse 18. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. There again, another simply stated verse. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That speaks of His abiding presence. Now, of course, here, what we see, if we were to read the longer context, is the fact that Jesus Christ was telling them that He was going to go to the cross and then He was going to go back up into heaven, but He was going to send His Holy Spirit to be His comforter in our lives. And how we can thank the Lord for that. And the fact of the matter is that the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ that he will always abide with us. In fact, he will abide with us every day throughout all of eternity. You know, you go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 20, where once again we have, as it were, the Great Commission. And let me read verses 19 and 20, where Jesus says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." And by the way, he's with us even throughout all of eternity. And so the promise of the abiding presence of Jesus Christ remains the same. Then there's the promise of his eternal peace. The promise of his eternal peace that is always there. You know, we are living in a day and age when people are looking for peace in various ways in the world. Well, true peace is found only in Jesus Christ. Do you know that? In John chapter 14 and verse 27, Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Again, keep in mind that Jesus was looking really face to face at the cross. It was right before him. And in the face of the cross, Jesus says, "I can give you a peace that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled." And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, the promise of the eternal peace of Christ is real. And no matter what it is we go through, as we remain focused on him, as we obey him, as we live according to his word, we have his peace that passes all understanding, which means the world can't even begin to comprehend it. But then the promises of Christ's peace remains the same, not only of his abiding presence and his eternal peace, as it were, but also there's the promise of his imminent appearance. Jesus is coming again. That's a promise that he has given in his word. Again, John 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you," think of this, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's a promise that the Lord Jesus Christ gave, and he will keep it. You go to the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, three times Jesus Christ says that he is coming again. And in verse 20 of Revelation 22, Jesus says, "Surely I come quickly," which means that when the second coming takes place, the first stage of that, of course, is the rapture. It's going to happen very rapidly. That is a promise that Christ has given that remains the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is what Hebrews 13:8 says. But not only does the person and the power and the promises of Christ remain the same, but the purpose of Jesus Christ remains the same. Turn with me, if you would please, to Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Notice what it says concerning Jesus Christ, beginning with verse 23. It says, "And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death." That's talking about the priests in the Old Testament. But then it says in verse 24 of Hebrews 7, "But this man," that is Jesus, "because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." You see, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then it says in verse 25 of Hebrews 7, "Wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." You see, Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25 talks about the purpose of Christ, which remains the same. His purpose is to provide eternal salvation to all who call upon his name. It says there in verse 25 of Hebrews 7, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. You see, Jesus can save anybody, and Jesus can save everybody who will call upon his name. Unfortunately, many don't call upon his name. Down through the years, I've heard people say, I'm too sinful for Jesus to save me. And maybe you're thinking that today. But you know something, beloved? Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, including you, including me. He can save them to the uttermost. He provides eternal salvation, but he also provides eternal security. Because it says here in verse 25 of Hebrews 7, that he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. As long as Jesus Christ lives, he will be interceding for those of us who belong to him until we get to heaven, and Jesus never dies. He never stops interceding, which means that we have eternal security. Indeed, it is true, according to the Bible, that once we are saved, we are always saved. And that's not a license to sin, but that's a motivation to live for the Savior. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The effect of that statement is that the person of Christ remains the same. The power of Christ remains the same. The promises of Christ remains the same. The purpose of Christ remains the same. To God be the glory. Do you know him? If you do, rejoice. If you don't, trust him as your Savior and experience his greatness in your life. Now, tomorrow we will conclude our study on Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 by looking at the encouragement of that statement, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Yes, indeed, the best is yet to come. The Lord willing, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.